This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado is among 22 states that will share nearly $200 million in federal funds to improve wildfire resilience. Vice President Kamala Harris says the grants will help expand wildfire policy to include prevention,
which is, of course, about preparedness and resilience, because we know the best time to fight a fire is before it starts.
Colorado's Archuleta County is among the first recipients of the grant money. The county in southwest Colorado will get more than $1 million for a wildfire protection plan. State lawmakers killed a bill that would have screened Colorado students for dyslexia. 39 other states do mandate screening for that learning disability. Advocates say up to 60% of students with dyslexia aren't identified for early intervention. State Senator Kyle Mollica says his own daughter did not get the help she needed.
You watch your little girl start questioning her self-worth, you know, asking, "Dad, is something wrong with me?" It breaks your heart as a dad and as a parent.
Several lawmakers said they would bring the bill back this legislative session. The number of parking lots that let people sleep in their cars has more than doubled in the past year. The Colorado Safe Parking Initiative now has a presence in every metro Denver county. Terrell Curtis is executive director.
About 30% of the folks we serve are on a fixed income, so they're folks who are over 55 often or have a disability. So if their rent goes up like so many rents have lately, they don't have any more to spare.
Curtis says about 40% of the people sleeping in their cars have jobs but can't afford housing. Metro Denver has a sunny day today, a chance for rain tomorrow. This is CPR News.